Biden's underclass, impoverished migrant children selling candy in dangerous NYC subways. By John Binder on August 16, 2023. Migrant children are ending up in New York City's often dangerous and crime-ridden subway system selling candy to strangers as President Joe Biden's administration continues to import, monthly, an underclass of impoverished foreign nationals to the United States. "It's horrible here," one teen migrant who recently arrived in New York City told Curbed of her situation as she sells candy in the subway system to earn enough money to pay rent and buy necessities. In another case detailed in the Curbed report, a 16-year-old migrant girl from Ecuador spent her days selling packets of M&Ms. Most recently, she was accosted and robbed by a woman she described as completely crazy, who even threatened to assault her baby. Aside from M&Ms, migrant children in New York City also sell Orbit gum, Oreos, fruit snacks, and Snickers at $2 per packet. In one migrant family, children selling candy range from as young as 4 to 14 years old. Many are supervised by their parents, who are inclined to have their kids sell candy instead of attending school because children sell more candy than adults, they have found. Since the spring of 2022, about 100,000 border crossers and illegal aliens have arrived in New York City. The majority remain living off New York taxpayers, in the city's shelter system. Details about the circumstances that migrant families are facing after they are released into the United States by Biden's Department of Homeland Security, DHS, come as recent research has found that the administration is importing, by and large, an underclass of impoverished foreign nationals with few ties to the U.S. and, often, children. Today, a study published in the New York Times in April found migrant children make up about 4 in 9 of all impoverished children in the U.S., with about half of those being anchor babies, the term for the U.S.-born children of illegal aliens. John Binder is a reporter for Breitbart News. Email him at binder@breitbart.com. Follow him on Twitter here.